This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Adam, thanks for the introduction. I don't have 20 minutes of content, so I probably won't use all my time, which should probably relieve you after quite a nice lunch. And I know that I'm just here to wake you up, because I think I did a similar event where I was invited to come and speak about something that I didn't necessarily believe in. And it was to talk about the comprehensive area assessment. And I started off the talk in front of the Audit Commission in the audience, and one of my friends from university was in the Audit Commission and was wincing as I said, I come here not to praise the CAA, but to bury it. Well, you know, I come here not to praise LSPs, but to bury them. And you can tell me I'm wrong, and I'm very happy to hear that. But I'm going to give you a view that's born of 4 years of being a council leader, where there's a change of control, and you, as a politician, and I don't know how many politicians in the audience, you have a lot of time. Time passes you by, and I went to one LSP meeting, and I decided not to go to the second one. So that is my record on LSPs. I think that if you're going to talk about these issues, we've got to recognise that we have the biggest challenge as local government that I've seen in my lifetime. I was listening to Tim Bell, and Tim Bell was an icon in the 1980s around Margaret Thatcher. And I remember as a student listening to Bill Deeds, who died, talk about whether packaging was more important than the politics. I mean, it's all, and believe it or not, in 1988, when we debated that motion, people did believe that politics was more important than the packaging. And Deeds did a complete deconstruction of the idea that packaging was more important. And he said that guy Tim, you're saying that guy Tim, whose surname I can't remember, is more important than the politicians of the day. And in some ways, we've moved a lot since then. But the key issue that Tim Bell said is that even under Margaret Thatcher, that actually she did not take out cost and reduce cost. She slowed down the rate of growth. And I know whatever you say about Thatcherism, that is the bald truth. The actual hard cut when it came in was in the Callaghan era, when we had the winter of discontent ordered by the IMF. And what happened in the 1980s was a slowdown of growth. And yet, the challenge, because of the budgetary challenge that we now face as a nation, indicates that we will have to reduce expenditure. And that is something that hasn't happened in the history of local government since I've been involved when I was elected in 1996. So we have to recognise the context for all this. And I got this, you know, what you do when you're a council leader is you write lots of crawly letters to important people. And I got this handwritten letter from George Osborne that said that more for less will be our watchword. We have much to learn from successful local authorities who have delivered this. Because from his view, as Chancellor of the Exchequer, trying to make this work, he thinks local government, the town hall, may provide some of the solutions for Whitehall. Right, this is a provocative slide about orthodoxies. I've written about this before, but I banned words because I was trying to change things in House of Town Hall. And one of the words that's used as an orthodoxy is partnerships. Partnerships is a good word. Investment is a good word. Strategy and performance is a good word. Shared is a good word. And why I hate all these words is they're meaningless. They're without meaning. Partnership, when I went to the LSP, was my chief executive coming to the table with money and other people saying, how much are you going to give us? That's not partnership, that's partner shaft. You know, I'm not going to go and do that. It's not a give and take, the council gives and someone else takes. That's not partnership. When I work with people, there's something in it for both parties. So I've come here to bury that sort of partnership. Talk about investment, spending more money without any return, strategies and performances, measures that don't matter. This idea that we should move the back office to Mumbai. I mean, you know, frankly, I hate all that stuff. I'm a simple bloke who likes to sit in front of posters, and I believe in the ABC. And it's a sort of Pyongyang influence of North Korea in the whole thing. And our ABC is a simple mantra. And I think local government has done two things better than government, but we face a real challenge. And that's where I think the opportunities are for something to work. Asset management. You know, we are going to have to sell a lot of our assets off and make do with a lot less space to deliver local services. I don't have an office anymore as council leader. I don't want one. I want to use the space on a spot and as needed basis to have meetings. I work with a laptop, two PDAs.
It's the environment I was used to as a management consultant in very costly offices in the centre of London. You hot desked, it was a clean desk policy, you made use of the space, you booked meeting rooms. When I went to see my client, because I run a business, Medtronic in Switzerland, they had meeting rooms that are booked and are constantly used, and people, very few people had offices, and status wasn't conferred by having a vast office and lots of people working for you. A bit like in acting, it should be because you are in charge, because of what you do and deliver for the organisation. Asset management will be critical. Prioritise services, not bricks and mortar. Budgetary control. If you can't take cost out, at least control the budget. And the message of this slide is in Hammersmith and Fulham, the reason why we cut council tax 4 years running was all around control rather than cuts. We controlled the growth and we made the savings. And that is really hard in government, just to control costs, because it just, we're so used to, as I think one of the speakers this morning said, to more and more and more and valuing everything. Well, I'm sorry, this is the era where we're going to have less and less and less. And we're in the phony war period when, you know, we haven't got used to that. So the first thing is to get control of what you spend, and it's not just a question of allocating budgets and then overspending. The C is the hardest bit, never happened in my lifetime, not even under Thatcher. It's year-on-year cost reduction. And I would argue that if we're going to take cost out of government and not destroy local public services, there are three elements to that. The first thing is we're going to have to understand hard numbers again and get back to understanding cost structures and unit costs and the number of people who use our services. And it's no good having long discussions about the value of everything without understanding how much you're spending on frontline services, how much is in overhead, how many users use this, therefore what's the unit cost, how can we change that, how can we make it better, how can we deliver better value. That's so important to understand that. The next bit is the soft bit of commercialisation, because you know it's not just about outsourcing everything, that often destroys value. You've got to get managers that are thinking about how you take costs as a matter of course and how you can raise revenues. It's taking a commercial approach. It's ensuring you have a team that is commercialising sensibly rather than just default outsourcing. So I talked about heralding an era of municipal entrepreneurship to cut costs and maximise revenues. It can't all be about taking cost out. Often you make the numbers work by taking the cost out and raising revenues. And lastly, I do believe in competition. I mean, it's what I passionately believe, that we are better when we are having to compete in everything. And if it's just a pot of money and spend it, there's no competition, you don't get value. So I really do believe in competitive tendering and using markets to procure more effectively. And that's why I kind of find I was welcome to the world of EU procurement rules and not doing that in a creative way. But we've really got to use those three C's. And so the answer of where I see partnerships moving is thinking about different ways of delivering the service which don't destroy the service but make it better, that take cost out. Removing within children's services 15 different assessments for services, rather, you know, having a single point of contact. It's basically working out why we're there and what we have to deliver, which is ensuring that we look after our vulnerable children, but also making sure that less of them become looked after and having the services that prevent them becoming in that very difficult, damaging category, and finding ways of providing those services and no others if they're not doing that mission of family support, stopping them becoming a looked after child or helping them as a complex needs. You can't afford more than 6 children's centres. Well, don't do more than that. It's seeing the service with the money you've got and then designing it to make the most out of what you've got. And that's the era of trying to deliver very good frontline services with less money. And that's going to require great professionalism from people in local government, that enterprising approach, and using competition and the markets where they exist to drive out costs, and if they don't exist somewhere, then create them. Lastly, on cost reduction, it's really going to be hard because we're all politicians. We love to be loved, and we don't want inboxes that say we're horrible and nasty and we're cutting. And one person's efficiency is another person's job. I heard, I think, Steve Freer say that when he was speaking this morning. And it's going to be so hard when actually the figures we've calculated for our authority, about 25% less headcount in the council over three, four years. 25%, not 2%, 5%. One in four going. I mean, this is going to be brutal. I'm not, you know, it's not going to be easy. So It's very what we have to get out of LSPs, if they're going to have any future, is something that helps us on the mission to deliver great local services with considerably less money. And the only options we've got are, on the one hand, doing what we do better and more cost effectively. Secondly, looking at opportunities to change cost structures by working with neighbouring councils to deliver services. I believe that's front to back, not just the back office. So you may have read that we're merging with the City of Westminster and our education service, probably at Kensington and Chelsea, because suddenly we can take 20% of cost out in 3 years and deliver a better frontline service. And the last opportunity, which LSPs were, I believe, designed for, is the integration of local public services, hopefully under the accountability. I think that's very important to have accountability clear, under the accountability of local government. And we've heard some good news on health, that public health is now a local government matter. There's the integration of health and social care should happen at a pace. We've got to go somewhere, I believe, on worklessness, because I want to make sure we have as few jobless people in our borough as possible, and that shouldn't just be a DWP matter mandated from Whitehall. We need a one-stop shop, integrating with JCP to administer benefits and also to get people into work, and that should be a local government matter. And the last area is around crime and antisocial behaviour, which as an inner city borough is the number one issue for my residents. And there are huge opportunities of having a sensible role around beat policing and what we do as a council on community safety. And we can work around those issues, then we move away from concepts and into reality. And the local government can unleash its power and deliver better services for our citizens. Thank you very much.